Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, is down in Mobile. He's covered the first few practices of Senior Bowl. The Steelers have a coach down there who's working with the defense, and Mike Tomlin, Andy Weidel, and Omar Khan are obviously all there too. So give us the buzz here, Ray, from the Steelers' perspective. You're watching what's going on. Your big takeaway from the Steelers' draft perspective, having watched these guys the last few days, is what?
Well, I mean, listen, you're right. I saw that Witherspoon was number five on Jeremiah's list. He was scheduled to be here, but he opted out, I think, late last week. So, I mean, that's what you get down here. You know, the top, you know, the first-round guys, there might be a few first-round guys, but really you're talking a lot about, you know, day two, day three picks who are trying to get on the radar down here.
Really? Because last year, Kenny was there and was the talk of the town.
Yeah, I mean, that was different. The Steelers needed a cornerback. You know what position group I've kind of been impressed with? And again, we're talking about, you know, day two guys most likely. Some good offensive linemen down here. And if you don't get Broderick Jones or Paris Johnson or Pete Skoronski in round one, and like you said, you know, those guys are likely gone in the top first half of round one, there's some options. You know, day two, you know, Steelers got to pick 32, 49, you know, even 80. You know, you might not get that guy who's going to be a franchise left tackle, but there's some interesting guys here that the Steelers are taking a look at.
Like the guy from North Dakota State with no front teeth and flowing red locks, Ray?
He was a tackle at North Dakota State. He's been playing center and guard down here. And he's a former tight end, so you could tell he's really athletic. Now, he's probably going to have to put on a little bit of weight. I think they list him at 305, but he's a good player. He is very good with his technique. I've been impressed with him down here. DeJuan Jones from Ohio State, 6'8", 375, and he's got great feet. And I know that sounds weird. You think of a guy that big who would be plodding. But he's had really good feet. The issue with him, unfortunately, he had a great Tuesday, then he got injured, and he hasn't practiced the last 2 days. I doubt he's going to play on Saturday. So, but, I mean, those are just a couple of names. There's some other good prospects down here. So, you know, everyone's talking about O-line and, you know, defensive backs. I mean, there's a few good defensive backs here, but I've kind of been watching the linemen more. You know, it's actually a pretty decent group of guards and centers and tackles as well.
Now, Ray, we had a report yesterday that Mike Tomlin was especially locked in on offensive linemen. Last year, he was obviously smitten by quarterbacks. He did the whole quarterback tour during their workouts. First clue, Tomlin very much engaged and involved with offensive linemen. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me either. It doesn't mean they're locked into drafting one in the first round at 17, but I think undoubtedly with one of those three picks in the top 50, you're going to see them, you know, address either tackle or an interior guy. So it's not surprising at all. I know you guys go to training camp up at Latrobe every once in a while. One of Tomlin's favorite things to do at practice is to go watch the one-on-ones between the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen, and he's doing that again here this week.
Ray, I know he's a guard and he's not a tackle, and I think most people at 17 would much prefer, if you're going to take a lineman, it be a tackle, but is this Osiris Torrance dude from Florida? Is he as advertised? I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about him.
Yeah, I mean, I came down here thinking, because I saw Jeremiah projected him at 17, and I watched him a little bit within the last couple of weeks just on video. But I got that here. You know, he's good, but he didn't knock me off my feet. You know, I mean, he's very, you know, I would feel more comfortable taking him at 32 more so than 17, but that's just me. You know, other people obviously have him higher. Middle of the first round is probably a little bit high for me, but, you know, he's good. There's a center here from Michigan who's been pretty good. The depth is there. You guys are probably right. If you don't get one of those top three guys, and then there's a lot of, you know, let's say 4 through 10 are all kind of similar, then, you know, maybe you do wait until 32 or 49 to get your offensive lineman.
Ray Fittipaldo is covering the Senior Bowl for the Post-Gazette, and he's with us here on The Fan. So, Ray, this Taylor Lewan thing that's blown up. We saw the Steelers do this on the other side of the line with Ogunjobi, injury-plagued player, but he's been productive. Let's give him a one-year deal, see how it goes, so we're not forced to play young players at that position with Tuitt retiring. Now Lewan wants to play for the Steelers. He's a pedigree guy. He's a former first-round pick, but he's been injured. Maybe he takes like a one-year deal. Where do you come down on the Steelers? Do you think it's possible that they would do something like that and sign a guy like that and say, I don't know, if he gets cut, you can sign him in March, and then you've got a guy. You don't have to spend like crazy in free agency or feel like you have to take an offensive tackle with the 17th pick. Where do you come down on that?
Unless he was super cheap, no, I don't think that would happen. And, I mean, I saw a little bit, like there was a video out there. Did he admit to, like, spitting in T.J. Watt's face or something?
And hitting him in the balls, Ray.
Correct,
there was a ball tap,
two offenses.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I guess there would have to be a mending of the fences there for that to happen.
I mean, Larry Ogunjobi pushed Mason Rudolph and was right smack dab in the middle of the Myles Garrett thing, and they got over
Rudolph
that.
Mason Rudolph isn't T.J. Watt, to be fair, Pony.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference between Mason and T.J., I would say. But, I mean, just talking about it from a personnel standpoint, I think if they don't get a plug-and-play starter at 17, I think they're more than happy to go forward with Dan Moore for the time being, and then maybe you get a guy at 32 or 49, maybe you bring him along slowly, and that guy eventually is the starter at right tackle or left tackle. But, unless you get one of those studs at 17, unless one of those guys falls to you, I don't think you're getting that franchise guy. And I don't think Lewan on a one-year deal, especially with that, you know, that crazy stuff we're talking about, I just don't see that as a plausible scenario.
Ray, do you infer from Art Rooney's comments that he made today, Jenna Harner over at Channel 11 talked to him, that they really want to keep Cam Sutton more than any other free agent to be that they have, because he actually mentions Cam Sutton by name?
Well, I didn't hear that report from Jenna, but good on her for getting that out of Art. I think we all assume that, right? I mean, I think the two priority guys who can become free agents in March are Ogunjobi and Sutton. And Sutton does not have the injury history that Larry has. And Sutton is just a really good, versatile player that, you know, kind of fits the mold of what the Steelers want. You know, you draft, you develop the guy, he gets to be good, then you sign that guy to second and third contract. So the fact that Art came out and said that, I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that he did say that, but the fact that he said that does not surprise me at all. Again, I wrote this. I don't think it's going to be as cheap. I don't think they're going to get him for $9 million over 2 years again. But, I mean, listen, when guys perform, you got to pay him. If you got to pony up and, you know, do a three-year deal where you're paying him like, you know, $9 million, $8 million a year, I think you got to do it.
I think it's a failure on their part to develop corners that it feels like if they don't keep this guy, they're really screwed at the position, Ray. You know, like,
and they would be.
I know. That's the problem. Like, is Cam Sutton a great corner? I don't think so. I think he's solid. That's the best way I can describe him. Solid player. You lose a solid player in his late 20s, that shouldn't set the team back, but I feel like it would, because they're just so razor thin at corner. There are no guys after him on the roster you trust, or I trust at least. Maybe you do, but I don't.
No, I think Levi Wallace is a solid number three corner. I think I could live with him, you know, playing 50 or 60% of the snaps in sub-package. You know, I think Witherspoon's a candidate to be cut. I mean, you can't count on him. He missed 12 games or 13 games. I don't, you know, and he was bad before he got injured. So I don't know how you factor him into the long-term plan. So, yeah, I mean, corner, it's a necessity to sign Cam Sutton, if you can, at a reasonable price. And I think it's a necessity that you get a young corner in here at 17, 32, or 49 as well. I think you have to start, you know, getting some young guys in here. I think all those guys I just mentioned, Witherspoon, Wallace, Sutton, they're all about the same age. They're all like in that 26, 27 age range. You got to get a young guy in here who's going to be the leader of this group, you know, 2-3 years from now.
Ray, every time I used to see Senior Bowl coverage in the Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert era, it always felt like the pictures I would see were those two standing together, just loving life down there, chewing the football fat. Who has Mike Tomlin of the other Steelers staffers that have been down there? Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, various coaches. Who has Mike Tomlin been palling around with the most, been really standing by and kind of associating with of his own staff?
Well, I didn't see any of the Steelers front office or coaches here today. They might have taken off earlier. Maybe I just didn't spot them. But earlier in the week, and it was Mike and Omar who were down there. Brian Flores was on the field, and there was one other member. You get four field passes. So there was one other. There was one other coach or front office member who was actually on the
Ray,
field.
I'm getting all this stuff now. Grady Brown's is an up and coming. He's this. He's that. Malzi pointed out he's been coaching for 20 years, so it wasn't born. He's not like he's a 25-year-old Sean McVay wunderkind type coach. Okay. He's also on the defensive side of the ball, and I'm going to keep screaming about, let's get some sharp, smart people on the offensive side. Ray, did you know Todd Haley hired Nick Sirianni from IUP to the Chiefs? What a brilliant move by him to spot a guy at a D2 school in Pennsylvania and give him a job in the NFL. Where are those guys on the offensive side of the ball with the Steelers? Are they going to bring in an offensive coach who excites us in any way this offseason?
Well, I mean, I don't know what – I mean, I'm not closing the door on the idea, because I know Art isn't closing the door on the idea. But, I mean, at this point, at this stage of the offseason, I don't know if it's going to be anyone that you get all that excited about. I mean, I could see if no one hires Byron Leftwich, then, you know, Mike Tomlin bringing him in, you know, as an advisor or a senior – offensive assistant. I'm not saying that's going to happen if he doesn't get a job, but I could see that happening. I mean, does that excite you?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, it would.
You know, Byron is, you know, he's probably, what, mid-30s by now?
That would very much excite me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not closing the door on the idea, but I wouldn't be surprised either if nothing happened. I just think it depends on the situation. It depends on the fit, you know, the relationships. The nice thing about Byron is he played here. He knows Mike very well, so there's that connection, to start off that relationship.
Is it fair to say that they, as an organization, prioritize that relationship factor enough, Ray, that they might overlook a guy that's a hotter name because they're more, quote-unquote, comfortable with somebody else or more familiar when it comes to hiring coaches?
No, I just think that's not just the Steelers. I wrote about Luke Getsy yesterday, and you know, Luke is the head coach for the American team down here. And, you know, he broke into the business because of his connections, you know, through Pitt and, you know, through Mike McCarthy and all that. So I think every head coach, they don't hire their friends, but they hire guys that they trust. And these guys become friends and they become people that you can can trust. And, I don't think the Steelers are different in that way. It just seems like it's talked about more maybe with the Steelers because, maybe that they do that a little bit more than others. But I think that's the case for all 31 other head coaches in the NFL as well.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider for the Post-Gazette down in lovely Mobile, Alabama, working that Senior Bowl. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.